So how was the whole process? And I imagine it is good to be back.
Right? It's very good to be back. It was a long process, but it was fun because, you know, it's just as a competitor, you're always knowing that or hoping that you're going to get signed somewhere and have the opportunity to work out. And, you know, that's what pushed me to, you know, just to work hard.
Was it a surprise move? I mean, you know, you've been here for a while, but was it kind of a surprise coming back almost?
I think it's always a surprise because you don't know, you know, if anybody's going to get a call to work out somebody, you know, toward their ACL that late in the season. But, you know, my agent was positive and we were in contact with teams, including Green Bay, and it was just one of those things that just stayed motivated.
Are you physically ready to go once camp's open, Brett? Do you think?
That'd be a question for the doctor. I don't know how to answer that question just for the pure fact that I was just rehabbing, so I don't know what they would say on that.
Yeah.
Were you nervous going through the physical at all just to see what the doctors would say here?
I didn't know what they'd put me through, but no, I wasn't nervous. I mean, it's just there's nothing I can control, you know, what they either pass or wouldn't. So, you know, I was very happy that everything went good.
How long did it take to get everything down in terms of snapping again once you were able to snap again?
I actually started snapping back in March, so it was fairly quick. And it never had pain doing it once I started doing that. It was just getting back into the rhythm and you know, and doing that. So it was just kind of second nature, like riding a bike.
You come back and find a different holder and punter. And so you talk to Jake and, you know, how's that going?
Well, it's going really good. You know, with Jake and I have had some conversations today and, you know, we just look forward to working with each other and it's just, you know, ready to get out there.
Kind of same locker, just is it hitting you that, you know, everything's back, it's week one?
It is. You know, it's the same locker, same number. It just feels like I was just here yesterday. I mean, it really doesn't feel like I left for so long.
Did you have it in the back of your mind, Brett, that this might be a possibility, that you could come back here? Did you just not really think about it that way?
You always hope for it. You know, the familiarity, the guys that, you know, the friendships that become family, and you always hope that you can kind of go back to that, you know, that place. I mean, the whole thing was a new experience. It was my first injury, so that was something that I didn't expect to get hurt. But, you know, through the whole process, I was well informed of how everything was going. It was a step-by-step program and just kind of stayed on that.
So back in 2008, we know the story that you were, like, on foreign concrete. Mm-hmm.
I was actually just sitting on the couch. We were sitting there and we were watching that, you know, that hurricane or tropical storm coming in because we were talking about maybe going down to the beach if, you know, if nobody called in the next couple of weeks. So we were just kind of sitting there talking, hanging out with the family.
Where were you?
At my mom's house.
Okay.
Yeah, in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you stay in any contact with the Packers, you know, over the long term?
I mean, we stayed off and on, and, you know, I stayed in contact with the trainers, tried to stay on the program that they had set for me. And just tried to, you know, keep doing everything that they told me to do throughout that process.